Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks for Wall Street Reporter. And today I am speaking with Matthew Moore. He's the CEO of Interscope Hearing Technologies. Stock symbol is INND. Matthew, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Let's start off with, maybe an overview of the hearing industry. I don't think it's very well understood, and then we can get into Interscope's role in this market.
Absolutely. Well, the hearing aid industry is a huge industry, global industry. Right now in the United States, it's over $4 billion just in the United States. And we are at that forefront of consumerism. Technology has increased dramatically over the past decade with the headphone technology. The miniaturization of computer chips have really increased the level of technology and the experience that the consumers can now have with these hearing devices, especially in the latest technology of these devices. So, right now there's 48 million Americans suffering from some form of hearing loss that can be treated by a hearing device. And right now there's only 8 million being treated as of right now. So that's a huge potential market, and that's 40 million people suffering from treatable hearing loss that's not getting the hearing help that they need. And that's the reason why is that this is a huge emerging, virtually untapped market in the United States. Globally, they're talking 1.2 billion people suffering from hearing loss that is treatable by a hearing device. But just in the United States, it's still a virtually untapped emerging market right now.
Okay, and what is Interscope doing right now? Tell me about your business model and some of your some of your revenue streams.
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, right now, Interscope is focusing on the reasons why those 40 million Americans are not getting the hearing help that they need. And the two biggest reasons are cost and accessibility. Cost and accessibility are the two main reasons why people aren't buying hearing devices. So our goal as Interscope Hearing Technologies is to bring the latest hearing aid technology at a lower cost. So we're able to provide premium hearing devices at a lower cost to the individuals with the ex and also giving an accessibility. Right now, a lot of people believe that to get a hearing device, you have to go to an ear, nose, and throat surgeon to get a referral to an audiologist, and then the audiologist can prescribe a hearing aid. That creates a lot of steps. So the accessibility is the reason why also people aren't buying hearing devices. So what Interscope Hearing Technologies has found a way to do a direct-to-consumer model with these advanced hearing devices. That's where we're, putting some game changing in this industry. Recently we hooked up with Walmart.com. Walmart actually reached out to us because of we are trying to get out in the world that you can do premium hearing devices in a direct to consumer model. So Walmart contacted us, wanted to say, hey, why don't you bring us put your direct to consumer premium hearing aids on our websites. And so that way we are actually able to offer their millions of customers premium hearing devices. And so when we're doing the same thing with our own e-commerce channels as well, but with Walmart, it just brings so much eyes to our products right now that it's an amazing feat right now.
Okay.
And right now we're also in the process of opening up our own retail locations, our corporate-owned retail locations. Right now we have four locations. We're in the goal of opening up four more by the end of the year and about 20 more locations within the next 9 to 12 months.
Okay.
So what that's doing, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, so let me ask you about the Walmart agreement. Just doing a little bit of research on your company, I came across, was it the Hearing Aid Act of 2017? So there's an over the counter. I mean, basically anybody can buy a hearing aid without a prescription. Is that correct now?
Yeah, actually, that's the also the misnomer is Trump signed into law in August of 2017 a reclassification act for the FDA with the hearing aids. It actually started with the Obamas. The Obama administration actually wanted kind of to deregulate because they also found through their PCASP report actually saying that accessibility and cost is the main reason why those 40 million Americans are not getting the hearing help. Instead of trying to decrease the cost of normal hearing devices, they put in a third level of hearing aids called the OTC Hearing Aid Act. So what that means is that right now there is a personal sound amplifiers, which are PSAPs, which are not FDA-cleared devices, and then you have FDA-cleared hearing devices. So there's no real middle ground. So they try to put, by putting the OTC Hearing Aid Act in place, they created a kind of a middle ground. That is, people are able to buy over-the-counter devices, you know, for example, like through Best Buy, many different locations, you know, for the $400 to $500 range.
And but that's
the problem is
I was going to ask, is that what you're selling through Walmart, these devices, these over-the-counter devices?
No, actually, we're not selling over-the-counter devices. We're selling our hearing aids are registered with the FDA.
Okay.
And they're fully registered with the FDA, Class 1, Class 2 medical devices. And the FDA does not actually regulate. So this has been going on for Walmart's been selling hearing aids all over the internet and in their own brick and mortar stores for over a decade. So even though that there has been no classification for over-the-counter hearing aids, people have been selling these FDA-registered hearing aids direct-to-consumer. So we're not saying we're over-the-counter. We are a direct-to-consumer solution for this, for our FDA-registered hearing aids. So they try to add that classification in there to hopefully decrease the pricing. But our goal is to offer direct-to-consumer hearing devices with all the same, not just features and a premium technology, but also we have a teleaudiology presence where we have an audiologist, a couple hearing aid experts in our corporate office, able to take phone calls and actually counsel individuals with hearing aids to better to do adjustments, to better counsel with them, better, you know, audio rehab programs, so that way they can get maximum benefit out of their hearing devices. You know, over the counter hearing aids is basically, you know, put these hearing aids in, you know, put it in and forget about it. You know, what we do is that we actually try to give the individual the same experience they can get out of through an audiologist, but through a direct to consumer solution by them calling our audiologist. And that way we can actually make programs because we give them free adjustments and free programs for the first couple of years. So we do this to give the individual the same experience as if they went to a brick and mortar audiologist in their local town.
Okay. So for example, a consumer goes to the Walmart website. They decide they need a hearing aid. Can they just buy it or do they need some sort of prescription? Or they need to get in contact with your audiologist. How does somebody go about buying the device?
Yeah, great question. Technically, you do not need a prescription. You do not even need to talk to an audiologist to buy a hearing device through our website or through Walmart.com. You just go to Walmart.com, purchase the hearing device. We qualified as a direct ship vendor, which means we ship products out within 24 hours of receiving the order. What happens is you order it through Walmart, you pay Walmart, and then Walmart sends us the order. Our audiologist or hearing aid expert gives the individual a call to set up initial programming of the device. So that way we ask for their audiogram. If they don't have their audiogram, aka their hearing test, we ask the series of 15 to 20 questions that gives us an approximate of what they're hearing and what they're not hearing. We program it to them, to that initial fitting, and then we send the devices to them within 24 hours. After receiving, our audiologist follows up with them. You know, if they're not hearing properly with them, then they can send the devices back to us. It takes about a 3 to 4 day process of turnaround time of them sending the hearing devices back. We program them and adjust them for free. We send them back. We send them a prepaid label and all that good stuff. So that way there's no money out of pocket. And we can do this as many times over the next over the first year to dial those hearing devices in properly. Sometimes it takes, 10 to 15 hours or 10 to 15 adjustments to get them hearing just perfect, because these hearing aids are so programmable that we can program them to do amazing things if the individual gives us that opportunity to program them. And again, it's the same exact process that you do if you went to a local audiologist, but this way the consumer never has to leave their home. So again, this is what Interscope's doing as a direct-to-consumer alternative to a brick-and-mortar industry that's been, right now 95% of the hearing devices dispensed in this industry are still through brick-and-mortar. Amazon's not really touching this market. Direct-to-consumer is barely scratching the surface, and that's what Interscope is hoping to change over the next couple months to a couple years, is really start taking away from that $4 billion industry that's going to the brick and mortars.
Okay, so Matthew, let me try to understand. So the devices sold through Walmart, do you manufacture those, or are you just like, what is the value that you're adding in that sale? Is it the audiologist?
The value is the audiologist, but then also what we've done is by us producing our own devices, we actually have an agreement with Zounds. So we actually became our own hearing aid manufacturing plant. We get our devices, and these are premium hearing aids that we get for a fraction of wholesale cost, fraction compared to what you get from the big six manufacturers. Big six manufacturers being Phonak, Savantos, Widex, Resound, Starkey. Those wholesale costs to a private practice are thousands of dollars, and that's the reason why that the audiologist has to charge thousands and thousands of dollars on top of that to make a profit, to make margin on it to stay in business. What we've done is that we are able to offer these devices. We get our wholesale cost is a fraction of what the wholesale cost would be if we went to these big six manufacturers with their big margins and all that. So that way we can pass along those savings direct to the consumer. So that's a little bit of the difference, is that our devices that we're charging, on Walmart.com, Walmart has it for $1,000 for one hearing aid. That same hearing aid will cost $2,000 to $4,000 in a local audiologist, and we're only charging $1,000 on Walmart.com. It's all because my wholesale cost is much lower than them. So which means I can pass that savings directly to the consumer. So Interscope is all about affordability and accessibility. That is our USP and our mission to help these 40 million Americans suffering from hearing loss to get the hearing devices that they need and deserve.
Okay. And the devices from Walmart, they include, I guess, what, a consultation or service with your audiologist.
Correct.
That's okay. Is it possible? Do people buy these without an audiologist and kind of figure it out themselves?
Some people do, and a lot of people do. I mean, there's two current websites right now, mdhearingaid.com and listenclear.com. They're a direct to consumer solution as well. And they are doing well over $20 million in revenue just through their e-commerce websites right now. And actually for their hearing aids, you actually have to pay extra for the consultation. You have to pay extra for a fitting and adjustments. For us, we don't do that. We include adjustments and services inside the pricing. If you buy from Walmart.com, if you buy it from our own e-commerce websites, those devices come with those adjustments and services for free. And the reason is because I'm third generation in this industry. My grandfather has been doing this since the 1940s. He's still doing it in his own private practice in Central California, loving it at 84, 85 years old, still loving talking with patients and helping them to hear their families again. So I'm third generation in this business. My parents have been doing this since for over 30 years. We had a thriving private practice that we sold back in 2016 for a deal over $14 million. So We did that so that way we can get out of a localized environment just in Northern California, and that way we can grow on a national and global stage with Interscope Hearing Technologies as a public vehicle. So that's one of the reasons why we sold out of the practice. But what that does is I have, my family has the you know, decades and decades of experience. You know, I'm third generation. So we have decades of hearing experience. My father, for example, has personally, he's the chairman and co-founder of Interscope, Mark Moore. He's personally fit and dispensed over 10,000 people hearing devices. So he knows how to best program the devices for individuals with hearing loss. And we took what he's done, and all of our patients, you know, in our private practice, we had over 40,000 satisfied customers in our practice. So, you know, we've taken what we've learned from that, and we've created this teleaudiology presence so that way we can offer these hearing devices and this solution to these consumers so they can start hearing better without spending thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars going through a traditional brick and mortar location.
So the teleaudiology, that's kind of your competitive advantage, would you say?
Yeah, our competitive advantage would be premium, affordable hearing devices with a teleaudiology presence. That would be our USP for our direct-to-consumer solution that we're working with Walmart, Walmart.com. We're working with other, we're trying to get other big box retailers also in this as well. It's a little bit different. It's a little bit different of a shift for them. But we're in that process of getting other relationships like Walmart.com and Walmart. So we're working through those other distribution channels as well, because it's a huge market right now. I mean, again, 48 million people with hearing loss right now. And that's times it by 2 years, you know, that's 96 million potential devices out there, they're able to be sold right now. So it's just a huge market in the United States alone.
Okay. So your business model right now is, to recap, it's selling through, you know, distributors like Walmart and I guess other big, you know, big box stores you're going after. Is that the idea?
Yeah, that's pretty much the idea with the, and then also what we're doing is now that we have our part of our hearing aid, now that we have our Zounds agreement, so we can actually produce our own hearing devices, is we're actually doing the same type of concept with our own brick and mortar stores that we're actually opening up. You know, we have 4 stores now, opening up another 4 within the next 4 to 6 weeks. And we're going to be opening up another 20 stores in the next 9 to 12 months, if not more. We have a very, very aggressive build-out plan, and that's all because we're able to offer affordable hearing devices through our brick-and-mortar locations, because people still want to go to a brick-and-mortar location. For patients, you know, customers 80 years old, they still want to have that brick-and-mortar feel, but what we're able to do, instead of charging $7,000 or $8,000 for a set of hearing aids, we're able to charge $3,000, $4,000 for the same exact technology that someone's going to spend $8,000 for. And again, we're able to do this because we've lowered our costs, our wholesale cost. We've lowered our margins, or lowered our unit costs or our cost of goods. So that way we can pass those savings directly to the consumer, so the consumers can get premium technologies at more affordable prices.
And where are these stores going to be located, this initial group of stores?
Yeah, initial group of stores, because our main locations that we sold back in 2016 were in Northern California, the Sacramento Valley markets, as well as in the Bay Area. You're talking East Bay, you're talking South Bay like San Jose, East Bay like Oakland, Walnut Creek. You get all the way up to San Francisco, Santa Rosa, which is North Bay. So that's where we sold, and we know those markets very, very well. We have media contracts. We have great media relationships with newspapers, TV, radio. We have great relationships with the media from our previous private practice. So why not start in our own backyard? Because we also live in the Sacramento Valley right now as well. So this is kind of our own backyard. And so that's the reason why we have this aggressive growth plan of opening up 2, maybe even 4 stores a month over the next 12 months. as quickly as we can. And for example, we just opened up a grand opening location in Roseville, California, and we signed the lease like in October 16th, and we opened up our doors like October 25th or 28th or 26th. So, you know, within 2 to 3 weeks of signing a lease, we're opening up our doors, and all of our offices are fully state-of-the-art technology that we're able to provide individuals this great atmosphere of showing how affordable hearing aids are, and they don't have to sacrifice technology or the latest advancements. If they don't want to spend $8,000-$9,000 for said hearing aids, they don't need to. They can spend $4,000 or $5,000 and get the same exact $8,000 experience if they went to a Miracle-Ear, Beltone dealer, or other franchisees locations, brick and mortar locations.
So you're saying that you're roughly about half the cost of the competition.
Absolutely, yep, half the cost with the same technology, if not better. Technically, our devices have a better. If you spreadsheet the devices through their spec sheets, our devices actually have higher, more channels and more bands, which is geek speak, let's call it. For the microchips, the guts inside the hearing devices, our hearing aids actually have more processing power than most of our competitors, and we're half the cost.
Okay, and you've recently announced a couple of acquisitions. Can you kind of bring us up to speed on your acquisition strategy and what's the what your criteria is for future acquisitions?
Yeah, basically we're looking at acquisitions where we're not spending a lot of cash or a lot of stock to buy locations, but they're instant plug and play locations that we can add 10 times the value that we're acquiring them for. That is where our goal is, to acquire businesses. So that way we can input our marketing strategies, our business strategies, our SOPs. We put in everything that makes Interscope and what my company and my family being third generation, we put all of our knowledge and all of our intellectual property into the assets so that way we can increase the value by tenfold. And that's the type of strategy that we're going out looking for. And so we've acquired a couple of locations, a couple of businesses right now, and we're in the process of looking at other acquisitions. That it's an undervalued asset, but the asset can be tenfold from what the purchase price is. Putting our business model and strategy into place.
So how walk us through that? How exactly do you create that value from the acquisitions? What will you be doing?
Basically, it's marketing. In this industry, a lot of people are afraid to market. Unfortunately, being third generation in this industry, I wish it was easy as putting your shingle up and people just walk in saying, "Yes, I want to buy a hearing aid." Unfortunately, you can't do that in this industry. It's still very much an advertising, call to action type advertising, maybe some word of mouth. Advertising as well, but it's very much an action-oriented market, so which means that you have to be able to market yourself, market your business. So what we come and do is if a company is in there doing a couple $100,000 a year in revenue, and we believe that location in that market, just like, for example, we bought the one location in Walnut Creek from an audiologist, was doing a couple $100,000 a year, but that location could do over $2 million in revenue a year, pretty easily. But that person that we bought it from didn't have the capital, didn't have the infrastructure to market or to accept that many of potential customers or patients at one time. So what we're doing is that we're aggressively going out. We're going to start marketing. We're going to hire more support staff. So that way we can get the volume and the revenue to 10 times of where we bought the location. And there's tons of these opportunities around. And the private practice owners that are potentially, struggling to make it, to make it in this industry or make it into private practice and potentially, on the verge of going out of business, they're not going out of business because of of what their location is or what their business or even their or even how they even run their business. It's maybe because it's undercapitalized. What Interscope can do is that we can bring capital into that location and into that business. So that way we can market in the big newspapers. We do a lot of direct mail pieces, TV ads, radio ads. We can really market really and really get the revenue to 5 to maybe 10 times of where it was before or even when we bought the practice.
Okay. Can you tell us about, you know, your background and also some of the, you know, the key members of the Interscope management team?
Absolutely. Myself, I'm the CEO and co-founder of Interscope Hearing Technologies. I'm third generation in this business. I mentioned before, my grandfather is still doing it. He's been doing it since the 1940s, still love doing it at 84, 85 years old. My father, he's the also co-founder. He's the chairman of the company, and also he's the chief strategy officer of the company now. So he's actually the one that's going out helping me to make acquisition deals. He's actually the one also helping to build locations. So we're actually greenfielding locations. My mother, she's the CEO and CFO, I mean, and co-founder of the company as well. We all started this company back in 2006. And back then it was Interscope Advertising Agency. But you know, it was the same mission where it was about us helping out the hearing impaired or the hearing impaired industry through private practice and through marketing strategies. We've taken those same exact strategies and put those into Interscope Hearing Technologies so that way we can further our mission and through marketing, through acquisition of the brick and mortar stores, as well as through a direct to consumer play, as well as we want to be in every part of this industry from a B2B and a B2C element. So the three of us, we have a combined experience of over 100 years. Just a little quick funny story is in my family, my whole family's in it. Aunts, uncles, cousins, my entire family is in the hearing industry.
That's amazing.
We're in different. Yeah. And we're all different. We're all different practices. You know, my family owned our own private practice. My cousins own their own private practice. So we're kind of all spread around California with our own private practices. And in my family, the old saying was kids are meant to be seen and not heard. In my family, kids are meant to be seen, but they can talk and they can talk only if they talk about hearing aids. So for myself, at 5 years old, I never dispensed a hearing aid, obviously, at 5 years old to a 70-year-old patient. So I couldn't really talk about that. But at 5 years old, I was able to, I learned everything I could about demographics, marketing strategies, technology inside the hearing devices. I learned everything I could from an operations standpoint of running a business at 5 years old. So I was able to go toe-to-toe, even with my grandfather, talking about technology, talking about demographics, talking about the targeted audience of getting the targeted audience of people buying these devices. So that's kind of where my background, and at 5 years old, I opened my own little direct mail house, for example, at 10 years old in my father and my parents' garage that I was doing my family's practices, direct mail pieces. I had clients across the country. Actually, at 10 years old, I was doing direct mail pieces out of my parents' garage for hearing aid practices, doing over $1 million a year or $1 million a month in revenue in Minneapolis, in Texas. And that was actually kind of the birth of Interscope Advertising Agency. And that's the reason why I was co-founder at a young age of Interscope.
So the company,
that's kind of the background.
Okay, so Interscope, so essentially it has its roots in the marketing side of the hearing aid business.
Correct.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then, yeah.
So you started this when you were five. You started. How old are you now?
I'm 32.
Okay. So you're still a young guy. You could be 84, like your grandfather, and selling hearing aids.
Exactly.
Okay. So.
Exactly. And yeah.
Oh, so what's your What is your vision for the company over the next 2 to 3 years?
Yeah, the vision is really to grow Interscope organically as well as through acquisitions to really take a commanding position in this industry from a B2C and a B2B level. You know, with our own hearing aid manufacturing, we can have a national chain of audiologists and hearing aid dispensers across the country reselling our hearing devices, as well as a direct-to-consumer play through Walmart, Walmart.com, other online e-commerce, as well as through other brick-and-mortar retail locations or brick-and-mortar big box stores, as well as growing organically and through acquisitions our own corporate-owned retail locations or audiological locations as well across the country. We're going to start with California, start with the West Coast. You know, for example, I have a strategy. I've had the strategy for a few years now, going from it's called the I-5 corridor from Seattle all the way down to San Diego is a 100-store opportunity, 100 corporate-owned store opportunity. And we're going to start from there and really grow this company to a much, much bigger level than it is today over the next short term, over the next few months to the next 12 months, over the next couple of years, is really becoming a powerhouse in this industry to really, because right now the industry is being ran by the big six manufacturers, the big six, they call them, soon to be big five. There's some consolidation happening in the manufacturing side, but that's where Interscope wants to be, is really becoming a powerhouse in this industry. So that way innovation and consumerism can take over instead of stifling the growth of this industry, really growing this industry and getting those 40 million Americans suffering from hearing impairment to get the hearing help that they need and deserve. So that's where Interscope really wants to grow over the next, over the next couple months, over the next couple years, the next 10 years, is really becoming a powerhouse in this industry.
Okay. So what kind of revenues do you foresee in 2019, you know, based on what you have right now, the acquisitions that are being made right now and, the online sales through Walmart and other channels?
Well, at the moment, I can't go into that exactly yet. We're in the process of still forecasting everything. And it's not public knowledge yet, our forecast. So, but we are, we have a pretty good, now that we manufacture our own products, we have a pretty good EBITDA. We have about a 25% to 30% EBITDA forecasted. And our retail locations, for example, we're not going to open a store that's not doing less than $500,000 a year in revenue. Some of our locations can do $1 to $2 million in revenue, based on the Bay Area and LA, San Diego, Seattle, Portland. You talk about these big metropolitan areas, they can easily do $2 million a location. And we can do a 20 to 30% EBITDA based on our margins now that we're a hearing aid manufacturer. But we have huge opportunities and plans that of opening up 2 to 3 of these locations each and every month over the next 6 months to 12 months, even, over the next few years. So you can see where with the high margins that we have on our products that with Walmart.com and all that, with Walmart.com, we still have a 25 to 30% EBITDA on those transactions. So, and they're getting tens of thousands of views a week on their websites. So it's just about building traction and building a reputation, and we're getting reviews from customers right now. So it's a little bit more of a slower process with Walmart.com versus a brick and mortar, but we have a very, very positive forecast coming out, and we're going to be disclosing that information shortly.
Okay, so what are your capital needs going forward? I mean, in terms of opening stores, it seems like you have a lot of you're going to have a lot of costs in 2019.
Yeah, the capital is actually the. Our stores, we can open up a store, we can open one store in less than 3 weeks, after signing the LOI or the lease, on the space. So we can open stores very, very quickly. To open up a store is roughly about $75,000 to open up one store. That's hard cost, soft cost. Hard cost being the, you know, all logical equipment. The soft cost being the first 2 months worth of marketing, first few months of employment, training cost, and all that. So it's only about $75,000 to open one location, one corporate owned location. And if cash flow is positive, within the first 4 to 6 weeks, maybe 4 to 8 weeks is cash flow positive, and with a 6 to 8 month payback of that $75,000. So we're in that process of raising capital through investors, through private high net worth individuals, and through other fund managers, other types of investors to raise capital to get the ball going. And then with the ultimate goal of eventually being self-funded through the high margins that we have on the products.
Okay. So, what are some of the key milestones that investors should have their eye on for the next 12 months? What kind of news flow should we be looking for?
Yeah, the best news flow would be is one element is us aggressively sticking with the plan of opening 2 to 4 stores a month as an aggressive corporate owned building strategy of our corporate owned stores, as well as our direct to consumer plays when it comes to our own e-commerce. With Walmart.com, we're working with obviously trying to get other big box retailers, and hopefully, soon enough we'll be able to announce because we're currently talking with these individuals, but it just takes a little bit longer to kind of get them in the mode of offering these products to their consumers. Walmart came to us because they saw, they believe in what Interscope is doing. With these other retailers, we have to kind of talk with them, and we're kind of going through that process. Takes a little bit more time than we initially thought. We are in the process of getting it done. Just takes a little bit longer. But then also is us, developing our B2B and B2C strategies on industry level. Is really growing this company organically and through acquisitions as much as possible. And we're using the public vehicle as currency in a way to acquire assets with minimal cash out, as well as acquiring talent and experience and seasoned individuals in this industry. So that way we can become a powerhouse in this industry quicker than slower.
And when at what point can we expect to see that that rate of 2 to 4 stores a month opening? When is that going to start?
We're in that process now, to be honest. I mean, we are slating 4 stores, 4 additional stores by the second or third week of December, if not sooner. So our goal is to do no less than 2 stores a month and start ramping up to, 2 to 4 stores. The biggest problem that we have is finding the talent. Basically, we can open stores one a week, essentially, almost. We have a model. We have a scalable model that we can easily open up one store a week. But it's all about finding the right talent, finding the right audiologist, finding the right hearing aid dispenser. So that's where, that's where we're constantly searching. And as soon as we find that right talent in the good areas, good market areas, then we say, all right, we're going to open a store in this area. The good thing is because we're third generation, and we know the Northern California market from the Sacramento Valley down to the Bay Area, like San Francisco and area and all that, is we have a good Rolodex of individuals that we can actually, pull from, a good pool of talent that we can hire from. So that way we can make those good revenues and good ROIs on opening a practice. So we're going to be pretty aggressive over the next, over the first 20 stores. But from that point, it's all about us finding the right talent. But the talent is out there. We just have to find them. And with the company as on a public stage, we're able to announce good things going on. So hopefully, Interscope will start becoming also a powerhouse in the industry from an employee standpoint or employer standpoint, that people will be coming to us. to open up a practice just for them, so that way they can make a good living and then make the company a good return.
Well, it sounds very exciting. So, Matthew, I want to thank you for your time, and you know, we look forward to following the Interscope story in the months ahead.
Thank you very much for your time today.